Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Ches. We left off on the top of daf Lamed Ches and Aleph at the two dots. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored on behalf of Daily Giving, which is this wonderful tzedakah organization that gives a dollar of tzedakah from each person every single day to worthy Jewish organizations. You can participate together with over 6,000 other Jews in giving tzedakah each and every day. DailyGiving.org. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up. I know because I did it. Also by the Cement family, in memory of Irma Bloom, Chaya Risha, Bas Avram Yitzchak, whose yard site was yesterday, and also by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Leila Neshamas, Rosie's grandparents, the Glucks and the Gedalowitzes, who perished in the Holocaust, and whose yard sites are the 3rd and 10th of Sivan. Also by Shana and Aaron Twersky, Lizech Nishmas, their grandmother, Lorraine Sohn, Leah Bas, Rav Yecheskel Halevi, whose yard site is today, Mrs. Sohn, together with her husband, Morty Sohn, Yibadul Chaim Tov Maruchim, were in instrumental in virtually every institution, yeshiva, shul, and organization in the five towns for Rockaway community for more than 60 years. Also by Moshe David for Rafo Shalema, for Yehuda Leib Ben Yehudis, and also by Jeff and Becky Misher, Lezecha Nishmas Yisrael Ben Meir, Lezecha Nishmas Aaron Ben Yirmiyo Yoshua, and Lezecha Nishmas Silka Bas Avraham. All the Nisham Shev and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on the very top of Daf, Lamed Chesamid Aleph, and the Gemara is going to discuss first, before we get to the Mishnah, we're going to discuss the story of the Shar Nikanor, why it is that one of the people that we mentioned for Leshavach in the previous Mishnah, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, was Nikanor because of the doors that he had brought to the Beis HaMikdash. What is the story with the doors and why were they so special? So we're going to discuss that first. Then the Mishnah on Amid Aleph is going to talk about people who are remembered not for the good. People are remembered lignai, and mostly it's because they had a certain expertise and they refused to share that expertise with other people, even though they knew how to do something that was critical for Avodas Hashem, and they didn't share that with other people. The Gemara is going to elaborate on each of those stories, on each of those people, what the nature of their expertise was and why it is that they didn't share it with other people. The Gemara is on Amud Bey is going to tell us about the concept of Rishem Rishaim Yirkav and the flip side of that, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that we always mention Tzadikim for the positive. The Gemara is going to have statements of many statements of Rabbi Lazar, so starting off with those that are about Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and many other statements of Rabbi Bar Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan about Tzadikim and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Tzadikim. So you can see just from the Tzuras Hadaf that it's obviously a lot of Agarita type of Gemara in today's daf. So let's begin with the story at the top of Nikanor Nasu Nisim Ladal Sosav, that there were miracles that were done that happened with the doors of Nikanor. So Tanu Rabbanan Man Nisim Nasu Ladal Sosav. What were these miracles? Amru Kishalok Nikanor Lavid Lassos Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, when he traveled to bring these doors from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, Bechazirasa Amar Al Nafsha Shel Yam Letabo. On his way back, there was a storm raging at sea, and it was going to drown. It was going to sink his boat. So one of the sailors took one of the doors, or the group of the sailors took one of the doors, and in order to lighten the load on the boat, they threw it into the yam. But even lightening the weight on the boat did not calm the waters. So they wanted to throw the other door overboard to further lighten the load. Amarhu uchracha. Nikanor went and he grabbed on, he hugged the door. Amar lem, and he said to them, Hatiluni ima, if you throw the door over, throw me with it. Miad nocha yam izapo, and the storm ceased and the yam stopped raging. Vayumitztair el chaverta, and he was upset about the first door that was lost. He was only moser nefesh when it came time for the second door. Kivin shegil in the mala shel Akko, once they got to the port of Akko, haysim vatsvetzes yotz mitachas dofnei asvina, the door was still stuck to the bottom of the door that they had thrown overboard, was traveling along with them on the bottom of the boat. V'yeshom b'riyah shabiyam b'latavi kiyasa le'abasha, and some say some creature, some sea creature, had swallowed it and had spit it out on the dry land in Akko, and they found it when they arrived at the port. V'aleh amar Shlomo, it's about this door that Shlomo HaMelech says, koros patenu arasim rehitinu berosim, that al tikri berosim ela bris yam, that it's as if these two doors had a covenant with each other while they were in the yam, not to separate one from the other, that the two of them remained together the entire entire time. And that's why all of the other gates that were in the Beis HaMikdash that they built when the Bnei Golak went to Eretz Yisrael from cheap materials were Nishtan Liyoshal Zav. Ultimately, they changed and they upgraded, and they upgraded the doors to gold doors. Chutz Mishari Nikanor, except for Nikanor's doors that they kept as copper doors, Mnei Shanasu Bonisim, because of the great miracles that happened with them. The Yeshom Mnei Shenuchushton Mutzeves Haisa. And some say it's because they looked, their copper looked like gold, so they didn't need to line it with gold. Reb Loz Ben Yaakov Omer Nechoshes Kalunisa Haisa. It was a very refined copper, and it shone like gold would shine. Rav Asher Weiss quotes from Rav Meir Shapira. We mentioned on the first night of Shavuos that this is speaking allegorically as well. That sometimes when Klal Yisrael is facing the storms that rage outside of the boat, and it's irrational for a person to say, "Don't throw the doors overboard." Of course, you're going to throw the doors overboard. You want to throw the people over the board? You want everyone to die? It's irrational to attach yourself to one of the doors and say, "Throw me overboard." Suicide's not going to solve anything. They're going to throw the door, they'll throw you overboard. What kind of suggestion is that? Perhaps this is speaking allegorically, that when there are those threats to the Jewish people and threats to the Jewish way of life, so sometimes people have an easier time just throwing the Shar Avoda and the Shar HaTorah, just throw it overboard, and then we'll be able to survive. Then they won't come after us anymore. And when the Shar Avoda is already gone, a Jew has no choice but to hold on with Mesiris Nefesh, with absolute Mesiris Nefesh, to the Shar HaTorah, the only remaining Shar that we have. And when we do so, we're going to see that the Shar Avoda will return as well, that we'll be able to reconnect with that Shar Avoda. It's also interesting that they went to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim to get the doors. This is not the only time Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim is going to come up on this stuff. We're going to find that they brought in Umnin from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim to be able to do certain things. So the Ritva writes over here, V'yafal gav d'chsiv lo sasif and lashuv b'derech hazeh od, there's an Isra in the Torah that you're not allowed to return to Mitzrayim, kvar pirshu b'sifri, lagur sham i'atachozer, avlatachozer l'schor v'lichbosh es ha'aretz. You're allowed to go for business, you're just not allowed to go to live there. And then he says, Umi etmiya milsa almas samcho ha'aretz, ha'olam rather, lagur b'zman hazeh b'mitzrayim, kigon ha'rambam zal, v'kama gedolim acherim. I don't understand how such great people like the Rambam could live in Mitzrayim. He says, maybe you could say those original cities that were there were Nisbalbel, and they're no longer the same cities, and maybe the Yisr doesn't exist anymore. Could the Reb Lazar Mitz suggest that Lo Asra Kosovel Laholich Bederech Ahu, maybe it's only if you retrace the steps back from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, because after all, the Pasuk says Lo Sosifim Lashuv Bederech Hazeh Od, but he said, the Ritva writes, Hanachon Yoser, that the Yisr is only when Yisrael is Shruyin Al Admasam, but Bezman Hazeh, we're Al Kol Kitzvei Aretz, we're all over Chutz La'aretz, and we're not Shruyin Al Admasam, maybe that's why there's no Yisr Bezman Hazeh to return to Mitzrayim. So the Chidah in Pesach Einayim quotes this Ritva, and he says that here in the name of the Arizal, a different reason, Al Derech HaEmes, why it is that the Yisr to go to Mitzrayim no longer exists, because the purpose of Klal Yisrael and Galus is to pull out all the Nitzotzos of Kedusha from whatever land we're in, and initially through Galus Mitzrayim and the Geula from Mitzrayim, we had already pulled out all the Nitzotzos of Kedusha. The Chazal say, Asu Kematsuda Shein Badagim, Kematsuda Shein Badagim, there's nothing left, all the Nitzotzos of Kedusha are gone. But through the years, some Nitzotzos of Kedusha had returned after the killing of Gedaliah ben Achikam. There were some Nitzotzos of Kedusha that returned to Mitzrayim, so that's why Niskal Galadavar, that Jews went back to Mitzrayim in order to retrieve those Nitzotzos of Kedusha. So that's the Al Derech HaSod, that's the possible explanation that they have. It's a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. In the Sefer Kaftov HaFerech, he famously writes that he says Shamati b'Mitzrayim mipi Rav Shmuel Zal Echem b'nei Bonav Shal Rambam Zal, that he heard from an enikel of the Rambam that when the Rambam would sign his name on a letter, he would be Mesayim with the signature Ha'over b'chol yom Shlosha Lavin, that the person who violates three Lavin each and every day. So the others say it's impossible. That Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I don't believe it, that Chacham, like the Rambam, would sign his name as if he's proud that he violates three lavin every day. Elamai, he did not violate three lavin every day. There must have been some reason why he lived in Mitzrayim, and you have to go with one of these answers as to why it is that it was okay to be in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, once we mention all those people that we remember for the good, ve'elu l'gnai, the following people are remembered for not so good. Shel Beis Gomru lo ratzu lamed al ma'is ha'lechem apanim. The people of the Beis Gomru didn't want to teach how their special way of making the lechem apanim. Shel Beis Avtinos lo ratzu lamed al ma'is ha'ketores. They refused to share their expertise in the ketores. Hugras ben Levi yodea perek b'shir. He knew how to create a certain sound that would be very helpful in the shir in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo ratzu lamed, but they didn't want to teach. Ben Kamta Lorotzu Lamed al Ma'is HaKtav. They didn't want to teach their expertise in being able to write the all four letters of the Shem Hashem simultaneously by holding the pen between their different fingers and writing it all at the same time. Al Rishonim Nemar Zecha Tzadik Levracha, Al Leilu Nemar V'Shem Rishonim Yirkav. In the previous mission, we mentioned the Zecha Tzadik Levracha, the Tzadikim we want to remember for the good. And in this mission, we talk about the Shem Rishonim Yirkav. Tan Rabbanan Beis Garmo Yibikin B'Maisa Lechem Apanim. So let's go through each of these families that didn't share some level of expertise. So we elaborate in each one of them. They didn't want to teach other people how they made the lechem apanim. So because they didn't want to teach, the Chum said, you know what? They're not the only ones that could do it. They went and they brought in experts from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. The problem is, the experts from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim were able to produce lechem apanim that looked very similar, looked like it, but they were not able to do radias hapas, to take it out of the oven, the way the Beis Gomru knew how to do it. Sha'alalu because the umnin from Alexandria would light the fire from outside of the oven and they would bake the bread on the outside of the oven. But the Beis Garmu knew how to light the fire from the inside of the oven and bake on the inside of the oven. And the people from Alexandria created lechem that would turn bad. But the Beis Garmu made lechem that didn't spoil at all, didn't get moldy. When the Chacham heard that the lechem was being misapesh, that it was one of the great miracles of the Beis Hamikdash, was that the lechem apanim remained fresh for the entire week. They used to show the Olei Regalim, they would squeeze the bread a week later, and this again was matzah, it wasn't even chametz, so it wasn't even dough that had a chance to rise, and it was a tefach thick. It's a great miracle that it was still soft. When they saw that the bread was turning bad, so kishamu chacham b'davar amru kol mash. Everything Hashem created in this world was for His honor. So that whatever expertise there is that Hashem gives to certain people, it's in order to be able to serve Hashem properly. And since it's kvod shemayim to have nice bread for the lechem apanim, and only the Beis Garmu knows that expertise of how to create such nice bread, the chazru Beis Garmu l'makamen. They brought Beis Garmu back. They rehired them as the bread bakers for the Beis Hamikdash. Shalchalam chachamim. So the chachamim sent back for them to come back, to return to their previous posts, to return to their previous jobs. V'lo ba'u. Initially they refused. Kaflem scharan, so they offered to double their wages. U'ba'u. And when they did that, they came back. V'chol yom hayunotan shnei masar mana, v'hayom esrim arba. That initially they only got 12 mana for a year, and now they got 24 mana for the year. Rabbi Yehuda amar v'chol yom esrim arba, v'hayom arba mishmona. That it was, yes, it was doubled, but it was twice the amount that we just suggested that they were paid. Initially they were paid twice that amount, and therefore when that was doubled, it was twice the doubled amount. Amar lam chachamim, mari sim shalol lamit. So the Chacham said to them, why do you refuse to teach other people? So amar lam yodinah yishol beisah b'shabai zeh asl d'charev. That we knew, you know, we have a family tradition that this Beis HaMikdash is ultimately going to be destroyed. Shemi yom l'radam sheinu muhugan. Someone who's an unworthy person might learn this expertise. And they're going to use this expertise not look for shemayim, but to the opposite. They're going to use this expertise to be ovid avod zara, and that would be the greatest chilul Hashem. Al davar zeh maskirin us on the shvach, and for that we actually remember them for the good. That me'olam lo nimtzeis pas nikiya biyad b'nehem shel yomru ma'aselech ma'panim zenizonin. None of their children ever had really fine bread in their own homes because they wanted to be beyond reproach. No one should say that they're they're getting benefit from the lechem apanim. L'kayim hashnemer, and this is a fulfillment of the pasuk v'yisim nikiyim may Hashem umi Yisrael, that a person should be nikiyim not only may Hashem but from other people as well, that we should be beyond reproach. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shkalim, that a person has to be yotzei yidei abrios the same way he has to be yotzei yidei hamakom, based on the pasuk v'yisim nikiyim may Hashem umi Yisrael. And someone who violates the Peliyo, it's right, someone who brings other people to be choshed him for wrongdoing, even if he didn't do anything wrong, is also in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal, that you're causing someone else to be choshed b'ksherim by doing something suspicious, even if you're not doing anything technically wrong. And even someone, he adds, even someone who's already nechshad about something should try hard in order to get himself out of any chashad, because there are many gezeros that the chamor goes there and asr that which is mutter mipnei maris ha'ayin and mipnei ha'chashad. Chazal were very concerned about maris ha'ayin and about chashad, that it shouldn't look like one is doing something inappropriate. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that there's a difference between maris ha'ayin and chashad, that maris ha'ayin is that no one's going to think you're doing wrong, they're just going to look at what you're doing, think that it's something else which happens to be wrong, and assume that it's okay, and then therefore they're going to do an isser. You're going to walk into a restaurant with a questionable ashkach, not a McDonald's, that's the example people always give. Maris ha'ayin is a terrible example. You're going to walk into a restaurant with a questionable ashkach and say, oh, that ashkach is good, and they're going to eat in that restaurant. That's maris ha'ayin, that they're going to violate the isser. But even though you're not doing anything, you're just walking in to get a soda. But they're not going to realize. Chashad is that you're going to walk into a McDonald's and they're going to say, that guy eats at a McDonald's? That's terrible. What an awful person. They're going to be choshed, and we have to be careful about both of those things, that no one should even be choshed us of any wrongdoing. We're not bailim on our own reputation. Even our reputations are not ours. Kodesh Baruch Hu demands that we maintain a good reputation. That's why Rav Salvation thought, that's why, you know, there's a famous story with the Chavetz Chaim that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. That the Chavetz Chaim was on a train and someone was saying not nice things about the Chavetz, or someone was saying beautiful things about the Chavetz Chaim, and he downplayed it. Nah, he's not such a big tzaddik. The person realized after they arrived at the location that it indeed was the Chavetz Chaim that he was talking to the whole time, and he felt terribly about it, because he see when the person was denigrating the Chavetz Chaim, when the Chavetz Chaim was denigrating himself, the person really lashed out at him. So he felt terribly bad. Chavetz Chaim said, no, you taught me a new halacha, that I wrote a whole book about Lashon Hara, and there's a halacha that you're not even allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. That's what I was able to learn from this encounter. So Salvechik thought the Chavetz Chaim knew that before that, because that's this halacha. You're not a bailim on your own reputation. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself, because a person has to maintain a very strong reputation. The Beis Avtinus didn't want to teach about the They were experts in how to prepare the Ketores, and they didn't want to teach other people. So again, the Chum brought experts from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and they knew exactly how to prepare the Ketores Kamosim, just like the Beis Avtinas. But they didn't know how to create that pillar of smoke. They didn't have that special ingredient that caused the smoke to go up in a straight pillar. That when it came to the Beis Avtinas, the smoke would go up like a straight rod. But when the umnin from Alexandria would do it, the smoke would scatter in all different directions. When the Chum realized that it wasn't the same, everything Hashem created is for His own honor. And therefore, they rehired the people from the Beis Avtinas. The Chum sent to them, but they refused to come. And they doubled their wages, and they finally came. That initially they used to get 12 mana, now they got 24 mana. They used to get 24, now they got 48. So the Chum said to the Beis Avtinas, why do you refuse to teach others about the Ketores? We have a tradition in our family that this Beis HaMikdash will one day be destroyed. Maybe one day someone who's inappropriate, who's not a good person, is going to learn about the Maisa HaKetores, he's going to use it to worship Avodah Zarah. And for that, we remember them in L'Shvach, throughout all the years, they never had a Kala that had very sweet-smelling besamim, that had sweet-smelling perfumes, because when they'd marry someone from another place that didn't know their minag, they would make a tenai with her that you can marry into this family only if you're not going to have really good perfumes. That we don't want people to be chashud in this family that they're using the Maisa HaKetores for their own personal benefit. To be beyond reproach. So Tanya, the Braisa elaborates, one time I was walking after the Churban HaBayis, and I ran into one of the offspring of these families. So I said to them, by refusing to teach their expertise, your forefathers wanted to be marbed their own kavod, but that minimized the kvod makom, because if fewer people have the expertise, so there's less that they're going to be able to do for the Ribbono Shalom. Achshav kvod makom b'mekomo u'miyet kvodam. But now the kvod makom is b'mekomo amed, it stands in its place, because the kvod makom is not totally in the mikdash at all. The pasuk in Yeshayo that we say every day, melo chol ha'aretz kvodam. That's what the Marsha points out, that the whole world fills with the kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ben Yoyada says that the kvod makom is b'mekomo amed, since even after the Churban HaBayis, there's hakravos hakarbanos in mikdash shel Maila, ali de michal sarah gadol, and even on the land there are karbanos bizman hazeh, because the limud of inyani karbanos is replaces the karbanos. That's what the Gemara says in Tainus, and at the end of the Megillah that Avram Avinu says, b'mei eda ki rashana, what's going to be the zuchus that my children will have to have Eretz Yisrael? Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's the karbanos, and Avram Avinu says, but what tainat shabizman shabiz mikdash kayim, when there's no base of mikdash, what kind of zuchus karbanos? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says there will always be zuchus karbanos. All you have to do is say the parshios of the karbanos, to read the parshios of the karbanos, and you'll have the zuchus of the karbanos. So the kavod amakom is still there, umiyet kvodam, but the kavod of the family is no longer there, because they're no longer needed to provide this knowledge. Amar Rabbi Akiva, sachti Rabbi Shmuel ben Loga. One time Rabbi Shmuel ben Loga told me, pamach yasasi ani vechem ibnei bneiam. One time I was walking with one of the offspring of the bnei avtinas, the son of the laket asavim, out in the field to be melaket asavim, to pick some weeds. Reisi shebacha v'sachak, and I saw that he was crying and he was laughing. So why are you crying? Amarli, kavod avosai niskarti. I remember the honor of my father's house that no longer exists. And why did you laugh? Because we're going to come back when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. We're going to be important again. What reminded you of all this? Amarli, mala ashan kenegdi. I see that herb, the mala ashan, that causes the smoke to go up in a straight pillar. Hareuli, can you show it to me? Amarli, shvua hi biyadeinu shein marano salakal adam. Nope, I can't. We have a family tradition. We're not allowed to show it to anybody. And this is a shevach that even after the Churban, they were so convinced that they would be zocha to rachmei shemayim for the return of the Beis Hamikdash. The Miri points out that they were ready. They were ready at any moment. They continued the tradition to identify it so that they'll be ready to go right back into service. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Pamach Masasi Zaken Yachon Megillah Sabman Biyado. I met a certain zaken. And he had a Megillah Sabmanim, he had an ingredient book. Amarti lo me'ayinata, where are you from? Amarli mi Beis Avtinas ani. I come from the family of the Beis Avtinas. Mal biyadecha, what do you have in your hand? Amarli Megillah Sabmanim. I have the parchment, the Megillah, that they wrote, all the names of the Ketores. So hareili, show it to me. Amarli kozman shebeis abba hayu kayamin. As long as my family still existed, we guarded over the secret very carefully. We didn't give it over to anybody. But Vachshav, now that they're no longer around, and I'm an old man already, and it looks like the family is coming to an end, Harei Luchas, and now I'm giving it over to you. I give over the secret to you. V'yizorba, but guard over it carefully. We were so careful in all over all these generations to guard this secret. When I told this story to Rabbi Akiva, Amar li, me'ata asur l'saper b'gedusan shel elu. Now you're no longer allowed to speak ill of these families. Even though the Chachamim initially were not mekabel that which they, the excuse that they gave, and the Chachamim associated with them Shem Rishon Yirkov. From this Maisa we see that they were really L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore we cannot be Magana them, we cannot say not nice things about them anymore, because we see that they were doing everything L'Shem Shemayim. Mikan Amar Ben Azai. So based on this Maisa that Chum wanted to reject the Beis Karmo and Beis Avtinos from the Avoda to hire new people in their place, we see that a person should not worry about taking away someone's Parnasa because of such things, because B'Shimcha that you should call out in your name and to come live in your place, and the parnasa that they get is not theirs, it's all from Hashem, because that which they get their mizonos is all determined min Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines all that each and every year on Rosh Hashanah, or between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So whatever they're supposed to earn, they're going to earn. Ein adam nogea b'muchan l'chaver v'ein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu k'melo nima. That one person cannot take away anybody else's parnasa. It's just not possible to actually do that. A person of Bal Bitachon, of Bal Amunah, realizes that if he loses parnasa because another store opened up, someone else opened up, that just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a little less parnasa this year. It's not that person that's taking it away, even though that person may or may not be doing something right, but that ultimately what happens to that person is that what happens to you is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a malchus is not nogas b'chaverta, does not cannot encroach on the time that some other malchus is supposed to be in charge, even kumlo nima, even just the thickness of a hair. The Mishnah said Hugras ben Levi knew a perek bashir. They knew a particular skill in producing musical sounds, and they didn't want to teach that. So Tanya Kshunos and Kol b'ni'ima, when they would create these beautiful sounds, when they would produce these beautiful sounds, Machnas gudola l'tof piv, he would stick his thumb into his mouth, umaniachatz ba'om bein animin, and he would put his etzba in between two hairs of the mustache, ad shayu echav akwanim niskarim b'ba. And he'd produce this beautiful sound to the point that the Kohanim, they would their heads would jump back because they were so stunned by the music that was being produced. So the Mishnah had said that Ben Kamtzar didn't want to teach the Maisa Haksav. So the Gemara now brings a brisa that explains what was the Maisa Haksav that they knew how to do. So Tan Rabban Ben Kamtzar l'ratzel l'lamed al Maisa Haksav. Amru alav sheyenot al arba'a kulmosin bein etzba'osav. He would take four quills and put it between his fingers on one hand, and v'mhaisa teva shalarba osios, if there was a word that had four letters, like the Shem Hashem, yudke vavke hayakosva bivasachas, he'd be able to write without writing one letter before the other letter. That's what Rashi writes. So we're referring to the Shem Havaya, we're referring to the Shem Hashem. The Ritva writes that there's a maila in writing it all in such a short amount of time, all simultaneously, because you're not allowed to be mafsik pedibor in middle of writing. The Masechta Sofim says in Parakeh, you know, that'd be mafsik b'dibur in the middle of writing the Shem Hashem. So if you can write the Shem Hashem really efficiently in a very short amount of time, then you would decrease the risk of being mafsik b'dibur. The reason the Brisa doesn't mention the Shem, it just says Tevish Alabra Osios, is because they didn't write the Shem Levatala. Every time they would show their Bekius, they would just write some other word with they would just write some other word with the four pens just to show the Bekiyas, just to show how to do it, how to maneuver your fingers to write four things at the same time, and whenever they would demonstrate it to their own children to pass on that expertise. So that's why we call the expertise being able to write a word of four osios, even though it was only useful as far as the Shem Hashem was concerned when it came put into practice. So Amlo, the Chum said to Ben Kamtzar, Mari Yisrael Shalal Lamed, why don't you want to teach this expertise? So Kulan Matzu Tshuva L'Dvreim, all those who didn't want to teach their expertise all had an answer that they were choshesh that someone improper is going to learn this expertise and they're going to use it for avodah zarah. Right? All the other families had such an excuse. Ben Kamtzar lo matzo tshuva l'dvar. Ben Kamtzar had no excuse. Al rishonim nemar zecher tzadik v'racha. Al Ben Kamtzar v'chaverim nemar v'shem rishonim yirkav. And that's why, although the rest of them have now been vindicated, and we now say about all of them, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, about Ben Kamtzar, we still say Rishem Rishon Yirkov, because they didn't have any answer for what they did. Meaning this Brisa disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Shem Rishon Yirkov on all of these families. And this Brisa is saying, no, most of these families is no longer Shem Rishon Yirkov. They had a good reason for what they did. We were choshe them for acting improperly, but really, as it turned out, they acted properly. So So, my v'shem Rishayim Yerkov. What does the pasuk mean when it says v'shem Rishayim Yerkov? Why doesn't it just say zecher tzadik levracha urishayim Yerkov, that the zecher of a rasha should be Yerkov? Why does it have to say that shem Rishayim Yerkov? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the word shame is there because it's talking about names mamish, not just the zecher, but names. The names should rot out. That rakvivus tala b'shmosan. There should be rot on these names. The lomaskinan b'shmayu, that we don't call people by these names. A person shouldn't name his child after a rasha, and rather the name should fall into disuse. And that's what it means, shem rishayim yirkav. So it sounds like it's a halacha that you're not allowed to call a child by the name of an adam rasha, by the name of a person who was a rasha. And that in fact seems to be one of the only halachas that we really have in naming of children. Now the Rishonim, bothered by the kasha, Tos HaRash points out in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan that we do find that a number of the Rishonim, meaning a number of the Tanaim and Kohanim Gedolim, that had the name Rabbi Yishmael, and according to the Shita, that Yishmael didn't do tshuva at the end of his life, how can you name a tzaddik after Yishmael? Yishmael was obviously a rasha. So that's something that the Rishonim work on. How you can have someone by the name of Rabbi Yishmael, after all, you're not supposed to name after a rasha. In the Sanhedrin of Kovdal, they darshan the pasuk ve'im yadi matzil, that Avram Avinu is not able to save Yishmael from Din Shemayim, and Yitzchak is not able to save Esav, and that's against the shita of Rabbi Levi that appears in Bereshis Rabba that Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life. So apparently it's a machlokas in Chazal whether Yishmael did or did not do tshuva, and if he didn't, it's a real kasha how they could ever name after him. So the Rabbi Elchanan suggests that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yishmael that name, we don't say it's like other names of Rishayim, meaning Yishmael is really a beautiful name. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him, that he's going to have this kavach hatfila. So it's really a wonderful name. Despite his name, he became who he became. So not because of his name. Normally we assume shmagarin, that the name of a rasha is should have tipped you off that he's going to become kishmo kenu. Naval became Naval because his name was Naval. I mean, it was a natural fit that he was such a terrible person. But Yishmael became Yishmael because a person has bechira chavshis, and therefore, despite his name, he became Yishmael. And therefore, you're allowed to name after Rabbi Yishmael. The Ritva quotes in the name of Tosfos and other teretz that we don't hold like the shita that Yishmael that Yishmael didn't do tshuva. We hold that he did tshuva, and therefore he's a tzaddik. Makom shal tshuva amdamein tzaddikim gemurim michalim lamod. And therefore, it says zeichet tzaddik levracha. You're allowed to name after him. The Sefer Benayo, he says that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillah of Avram, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, and he said Lu Yishmael Shematicha Nebrachtio, so you see that name was blessed by Hashem, and therefore it's not like other names of Rishayim. So for whatever reason, Yishmael seems to be the exception, but you're not supposed to name after Rishayim. That's pretty much the only halacha in naming children. Other than that, there are a lot of minhagim, but not naming after a rasha is halacha. The person should not name after a rasha. Sometimes in Israel, people have these like trendy names like Izevel and things like that. That's very improper to name after people the most wicked characters in Tanakh. So Masav Ravina, Maisa Bedoig ben Yosef Sheinichu Aviv ben Katan Li'ima, that there was a story with Doeg ben Yosef, that his father, after he died, he left him as a young child for his mother. Every day his mother would measure him to see how much he grew and how much more he weighs. And she would give his weight in gold to the Beis HaMikdash. When Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, conquered Yerushalayim, it got so desperate that she slaughtered him and ate him. This child that she loved, that she was giving his weight in gold every single day, now ultimately she ate her own child. And that's what Yirmiyahu says in Megillas Eicha, that Olei Tefuchim is the Tefachim that she used to measure him. Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh V'Ameris, and the Ruach HaKodesh tells Klal Yisrael, Im Yaharik B'Mikdash Hashem Kohen V'Navi, that is, that they killed in the Beis HaMikdash Zechariah Ben Yehoyada, who is a Kohen and a Navi. And nevertheless, you see that they did didn't withhold from using Shemos Rishayim, because what was the name of the father of this Tinuk? Doeg. He was named Doeg, even though Doeg Ha'adomi is one of the evil villains of Tanakh. It was Doeg Ben Yosef was this fellow's name. So Chazimai Salikmei says, Gemara, exactly, and look what happened to his family. So obviously, you don't name it. That's not a raya to name after a Rasha. That's a raya not to name after a Rasha. So the Gemara brings other statements of Reb Lazar about Zecher L'Tzadik L'Vrach and about Shem Rishayim Yirkov, and in general about the Shevach of Tzadikim and the Gnus of Rishayim. Amar Reb Lazar, Tzadik Me'atzmo. A Tzadik is remembered for the good, through the good things that he does. Rasha Mechavero. And Rasha, Rasha is remembered through his friends, that it's not just him, but the others remember him for bad, by his association with other people. Tzadik Me'atzmo D'Chsiv Zecher L'Tzadik L'Vrach. Rasha Mechavero D'Chsiv V'Shem Rishayim Yirkov. Not like tzaddik, it doesn't say tzaddikim. By rishayim, it doesn't say Rasha, it says rishayim in the plural. So you see that it's a whole group of people that remember him for the bad. Amar le Ravina lehumi rabbanu dav masader agad de kamei. Ravina said to one of the chachamim that was being masader agad in front of him, mina milsa dam rabbanu. How did the rabbanu know this idea that we always say all the time, that it's magal le bepume zecher tzaddik levracha? Amar le daksiv, because the pasuk says in Mishlei zecher tzaddik levracha. So he says, no, midoraisa minalan. Where do we find that in the Torah? That concept that appears in Mishlei, where do we see it in the Torah itself? The Chsiv, Hashem Amar, Hamechas Anime Avram Asher Ani Oseh, Chsiv Avram Ayo, Ayiyah Lugoy Gadol V'Yatzum. That once Hashem mentions Avram Avinu's name, so he mentions a bracha right away after Avram Avinu. Minah Milsadam Rabbanim Shem Rishayim Yirkov. Where do we see Shem Rishayim Yirkov? Amalei, Chsiv Shem Rishayim Yirkov. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. No, midoraisa minalan. Where do we find it in the Torah? The Chsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayel Ad Sedom, Uksiv, once we mention Sedom, Anshe Sedom, Roy Mechatam Lashem Ma'od. Right away, as soon as you mention the name Sedom, so right away we say terrible things about them. Amar Rav Lazar, another statement of Rav Lazar, Tzadik Dor Ben Shnei Rishayim Lolam Ma'aseyem, Tzadik lived between among two Rishayim and did not learn from them, Rasha Dor Ben Shnei Tzadikim Lolam Ma'aseyem, and then we have a story of a Rasha who lived among Tzadikim and didn't learn from them. Tzadik Dor Ben Shnei Rishayim Lolam Ma'aseyem, Ovadia, that's Ovadia the Navi, you lived together with the Melech Achav and Izevel, his wife. They were horrible people, and he didn't learn from them. Rasha Dor Ben Shnei Tzadikim Lolam Ma'aseyem, and a Rasha lived among two Tzadikim and didn't learn. Ze Esav, the Esav grew up in the home of Yitzchak and Rivka, and he didn't learn from their Ma'asim. It's interesting that we say Ben Shnei Tzadikim, right? L'chora, Esav was with a third Tzadik as well, right? He grew up among Yaakov as well, but nevertheless, we only identify that he grew up under the influence of Shnei Tzadikim, because normally the influence goes from the older generation to the younger generation, so he should have been influenced by his parents. One is not expected to be influenced by their younger sibling. From the bracha of the Tzadikim, we learn the klal of the Rishayim, and from the klal given to Rishayim, we could see what bracha is given to Tzadikim. From the bracha of the Tzadik, we see the klal of Rashi d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, ki yedat of the man asher yitzaveh, that Avram Avinu Hashem says, I chose him because I know that he's going to be mitzaveh's banu b'nei beso achrav, and they're all going to follow in the way of Hashem, uksiv basre v'yam Hashem zakastom v'amora, ki rabba, that what was going on in Sodom. So right after Hashem is mevarek v'tzadik, he's done the Rishayim to be wiped out. And in the context of the klal of Rishayim, Hashem wants to give bracha to the tzadikim, t'chsiv anshi Sodom, rad v'chadom l'Hashem, v'Hashem v'mal Avram, akrei parid lot me'imo. And then Hashem comes to Avram Avinu, and right after mentioning the terrible deeds of the Anshi Sodom, that they deserve klala, and Hashem is mevarich Avram Avinu. V'amar Ablazer, another statement of Ablazer, afil b'shil tzadik echad olam niv, the world is created even for the single tzadik, shnemar v'yarol gemis ha'or, ki tov, ve'in tov ele tzadik, tov is remesu tzadik, shnemar, amru tzadik, ki tov. V'amar Ablazer, another statement of Ablazer, kol m'shakech dovar mitalmudo, someone who forgets something from his learning, gorim galus lebanav, is causing galus to his children, shnemar v'tishkach toros elukecha, eshkach banecha gam ani. You forget the Torah, Hashem will say, I'll forget your children. It's as if the Torah is the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're forgetting his kids, he's going to forget our kids. Rabbi Yevahu Amar, we're reading those, the person is... loses his position of authority. That if you were Moes in Das, I'm going to be Moes in you serving in a position of authority. Tzaddik does not leave this world until he is replaced by another Tzaddik. That first Vizarach Hashemesh and then Uva Hashemesh. Before the sun set on Eli's life, the sun had already risen on Shmuel's life. Hashem saw that there are so few tzaddikim throughout history. So he scattered them and planted them in each generation. The world exists sometimes and is maintained in the zchus of a single tzaddik. Himself said, based on the following pasuk, we learned that one tzaddik is enough to maintain the whole world, because the pasuk Vayashleim Sevel, it says Ragle Chasidov Yishmar. So we darshan Ragle Chasidov because of Chasidov, because of the Chasidov Yishmar Hashem. Hashem is going to guard all those that are together with the Chasidim. So the Gemara says, but what are you talking about? Chasidov Tuva Mashma sounds like not just one tzaddik, many tzaddikim. So Rav Nachum Yitzchak Chasidov Ksiv. No, you have to look at the Ksiv. The Ksiv is in the singular, that even for one tzaddik, it's worth for the entire world to exist. Okay, but Shalom, we'll pick up with the next statement of Rav Chibar Abba Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom of the page tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Good day.